Proclamation number 4860 of 12th of March, 1950. Grace. I want to draw you to me through my grace. As a sign that I love you, I want to reveal myself through word and scripture and through my personal appearance where strong faith and profound love allow it. I want to give you evidence of the truth of my word, yet only when there is no longer any danger that this will mean compulsory faith for you. Therefore you must first believe what is announced to you through my word. You must recognize and acknowledge me as the giver of the word so that I can now also speak to you and also visibly appear to you. I crown a strong faith with the evidence of my love. But in order for you to gain this strong faith, I shower you with grace by constantly stepping into your path, thus making it easy for you to recognize me and now believe in me. Everything that helps you to believe is grace. Every experience, every twist of fate that lets you recognize my influence is grace. Every indication of my existence, of my rule and activity in creation, and especially in my living creations, is grace. Grace is everything that testifies to me. And through grace I want to draw you to me eternally. Only he who recognizes me comes to me voluntarily, and only he who comes to me voluntarily do I accept. And thus I seek to win you humans through my word. I want you to recognize me in the word and come to me. I want you to hear my call and follow it, and if you are inspired by the longing for me, I will come to meet you. I will even visibly approach you because the adversity of the time requires it, because you need a strengthening of faith if you are hard-pressed by my adversary in the last days before the end. Then I will reveal myself so that you will not become weak, for my adversary's power is great and you are no match for it if I do not help you. But don't be afraid, I will not let anyone go astray who has turned his gaze to me. And my strength is truly stronger than that of the enemy of your soul. It is only a short time until a fierce battle will be waged for your souls. And during this time the strongest means will be used by both sides. Every power wants to possess you. My adversary's means are worldly promises, earthly goods and physical pleasures. But I will meet you myself and my nearness will gladly make you renounce all worldly things. When I reveal myself, all earthly things lose their value. Your soul feels the bliss of the spiritual kingdom and never ever wants to miss it. And therefore the body accepts every adversity and tribulation because the soul has sensed me and now strives towards me with an indomitable will. Then my flow of grace will flow ever more abundantly to strengthen the souls and their resistance against the enemy, and it will victoriously pass the last battle on earth. It will remain faithful to me and persevere until the end. I will come in greatest adversity and distress and fetch it into my kingdom where all adversity is ended. Amen.